And we are back. Welcome, welcome. Hope you got your notebook, your pen, and of course, your coffee cup. I am actually here with my new coffee break podcast, Federal Workers Comp Coffee Break Podcast, coffee cup. Yeah, maybe one of these days I'll put it out there so y'all can get one as well. Welcome. Glad to have you here. Thanks for joining. So we're going to start off on a new topic today called reoccurrence. How to file a CA2A reoccurrence. And this is a tricky subject. So not a long podcast, but it's pretty important information. So we'll dive right in. But as always, before we get started, we want to start off with getting our coffee going. So without further ado, let's get my coffee going. Don't you just love pouring a fresh cup of coffee? All right. So, what we want to talk about today is what's called a recurrence. A recurrence is a tricky thing to file. Very common that this is filed incorrectly. I can't tell you how many times I've seen even claims examiners that make this mistake, where they give wrong advice and stuff. So we're going to talk about this. And so before we dive in, let's introduce myself to those of you that this might be your first podcast. Welcome to Federal Workers Comp Coffee Break Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Taylor, the Federal Workers Compensation Consultant, and I've been doing this for 27 years. This is a Federal Workers Comp Podcast. Is a type of podcast where we discuss all sorts of topics related to federal workers and federal work-related injuries in all the different divisions of FICA and OWCP and DOL and Longshore, Department of Energy, Department of Defense, Military, VA, etc. And this applies to all types of federal workers that are involved in some form of compensation claim for some level of injury. This is done in a short coffee break format. We discuss common topics related to filings, to the proper approval of doctors, what to do, what to not do, how to do hearings, scheduled awards, travel pay, all the things that are rules and provisions of a claim, rights and responsibilities. And we cover them in a short format tip on how to successfully navigate the federal workers' comp system that DOL puts out under the FECAC and the OWCP procedure manual to assist you with your claim. So without further ado, let's jump in and talk about recurrence. Now, recurrence is a subcategory that's on a form, the DOL form, known as a CA2, Notice of Occupational Disease, but it's CA2A. So it's under the Notice of Occupational Disease and Illness, but it's a separate form known as a CA2A, letter A. And it's known as a reoccurrences or new injury / new illness. And it is a different form. And I have the link in the podcast so that you can download it. We talked before in previous podcasts that occupational diseases are defined as having occurred over a period of two or more shifts. Example being carpal tunnel developing over months and weeks from typing on the keyboard. It can be a wound, it can be an occupational illness, you know, mesothelioma, black mold, etc. Reoccurrences are a little different, okay? So let's talk about that, because most of these get filed as new injuries incorrectly. First of all, let's talk about the different most common types. A recurrence of a federal workers' comp injury is an injury that meets probably one of these three scenarios. First one is the most common, a spontaneous return of the symptoms of a previous injury or occupational disease without an intervening cause. In other words, nothing happened, no intervening incident. Second most common would be a return or increase of disability due to a consequential injury, example being something that occurs due to weakness or impairment caused by a work-related injury. The last one, also a little less common, is when you have to withdraw of a specific duty assignment and you cannot perform the full duties of the regular limited duty position because for some reason you're becoming symptomatic. There's no incident or specific intervening cause. Now, there are two types of recurrences, okay? There's two types of recurrences that are most commonly filed. You can have a recurrence of the medical condition itself, or you can have a recurrence of disability associated with a previous injury. So let's break it down. A recurrence of the medical condition is the documented need for additional medical treatment after release from treatment for the work-related injury. Continuing treatment for the original condition is not considered a recurrence. A recurrence of disability is an inability to work after an employee has returned to work. So that's caused by a spontaneous change in a medical condition, which has resulted from a previous injury or illness without an intervening injury or incident or new exposure to the work environment that caused the illness. Now, a recurrence of disability is also a return or increase in disability due to a consequential injury, which we touched upon in previous podcasts. That's where you have it can be a withdrawal of a specific light duty assignment when the injured worker cannot perform the full duties of the regular position. This withdrawal must have occurred for reasons other than misconduct or non-performance of job duties, of course. Now, a new injury must be reported on a new form, okay, just like the CA1s and CA2, but this one is a CA2A. And the form itself, I have a downloadable, printable link on the podcast. So if you want to download it. A consequential injury, as we touched upon before in previous podcasts, is a new injury which was caused by the effects of the accepted work injury. In these instances, you should not file a new form like a CA1 or CA2 for consequential injury. For consequential injuries, you should fill out a form CA2A, but you need a medical report with it. And by the way, I've filed these before where just a medical report by itself was sufficient to get a CA2A approved as a reoccurrence, but you should file it with a CA2A. Now, when your case is filed and then your filed case is closed by the Department of Labor, one needs to reopen the case. This happens all the time. Most reoccurrences fall under the above mentioned categories that we talked about. The key words are spontaneously appear without an intervening incident or event when you're explaining what happened. So write that down. Very important key words. Okay, you're doing your witness statement, you're explaining the event, there's the cheat sheet. The keywords to write are my back pain, for example, spontaneously reappeared without an intervening incident or event doing my routine job. That's how reoccurrence has occurred. An example, let's say an employee picks up a heavy object, you injure your back. Now, if you file a CA1 and you had a traumatic injury, and you say you miss work for a week, and then upon returning to work after some time, you go back to work and you're working and everything's fine, and then the symptoms return for no apparent reason, that is considered a CA2A because there's no intervening incident or cause. That would fall under a CA2A. Now, a word of caution here. If the employee picks up a heavy object or slips and falls at work, then feels pain, that is a new injury. But if you don't know how it happened, then you can't file it under a CA1 or CA2A. If you just say, man, I don't know, my back was hurting throughout the day and I was just doing my job and it just started bothering me again and it's hurting in the same area, that is without an incident. That is without an intervening cause. So that would be a recurrence. So when this happens in this way, you have to explain it. Hey, it spontaneously appeared without an intervening incident or event, and file it as a CA2A with your employing agency. Finally, when one case file is closed and one has a recurrence of symptoms, then you got to go get you a medical report, and you got to get the medical report provider to say that he agrees that the problem is the same injury as before, it's just reoccurred, and that he agrees that there was no apparent intervening cause or incident. When you have those two things, you can appropriately file a CA2A. Now, when you're filing for a reoccurrence, there's a CA2A, and there's responsibilities for you as the injured worker, and there's a responsibility for the employing agency. Now, for you, the injured worker, you have to complete the front part of the form. The supervisor or your designated person in OCHealth or whatever has to complete the back. Now, the employing agency, if you're employed still, they have to submit the completed form to OWCP. Now, you need to arrange for submission of factual and medical evidence described in the form's instructions. Okay, that's something that you need to fill out. OWCP will not authorize treatment until the claim for reoccurrence is accepted. Now, this is something to remember because, you know, in traumatic injuries, they'll give you a CA-16 and say, hey, here's a blank check up to $1,500. Go find you somebody that'll treat you. We know the injury happened at work. We take responsibility. We know you don't have a case number yet. We know we don't have a diagnosis, but they can bill us. And while it's in adjudication, you can be, your doctors can be reimbursed and COP can jump in. Now, this one's different. You will not be able to go see doctors and be able to use a CA-16 or get reimbursed or your doctor being reimbursed until this reoccurrence is adjudicated, which means they'll bill your federal Blue Cross Blue Shield and you'll expect to get that reimbursed back. Now, if you're entitled to continuation of pay and the 45 calendar days of continuation of pay and that hasn't been exhausted while you're off work, you may elect to use remaining days of COP if 45 days have not elapsed since first return to work. You may elect to use sick leave or annual leave, depending on your choice, pending adjudication of the claim for recurrence, but you can also get reimbursed for that once your claim is accepted. Now, a little side note. Follow-up medical care for an accepted condition which causes time loss off work is not considered a reoccurrence, but part of the original injury. So unless you have been released from treatment, time loss is attributable to the original injury and claimed as such. If you no longer are employed by an employing agency, then you should file the form CA-2A and submit it directly to OWCP, remember, with the medical report of the approved OWCP DOL provider, like us in Florida or some of my clients around the country. An employing agency is not required to complete the reverse of the form if you're no longer working. And this actually happens with retirees, disability people, etc. Now, since these type of filings are usually the ones with the highest misfiling errors, let's practice, okay? That way you get a feel for this. I'm going to give you a couple examples, all right? First one's going to be a post office clerk. Let's say she injured her knee, all right? Now, she submitted a claim for a traumatic injury. Then she returns to work after a time, subsequently develops pain in the same knee while working her job, you know, and when she's doing that, there's no apparent reason or cause other than the previous injury. Now, is that a new injury or is this a reoccurrence? I hope you've been listening because that's a classic case of a recurrence. So this post office clerk who has developed pain in the previously injured knee has suffered a recurrence. Why? Remember what I said. There's no single event, no action, no apparent reason for the pain. She didn't slip and fall. She didn't twist her knee. It just started hurting while she's during, you know, the normal course and scope of employment. Let's try another one. All right, clerk. Let's see. All right, let's twist it around a little bit. Clerk who injured her knee and submitted a claim for a traumatic injury returns to work and subsequently falls down and injures the same knee. Now, is this a reoccurrence or a new injury? I can't tell you how many times I see this misfiled. I hope you've been listening. See, if a clerk who fell this time, this post office clerk injured the same knee, but this time she slipped and fell. Okay, that's a new traumatic injury, CA-1. That is identifiable as to the time and place of occurrence, and it arose over one workday or shift. As I've taught you, that's a CA-1, one workday shift, traumatic event. Okay, that would not be a reoccurrence. A custodian. All right, let's try this one. A custodian for the U.S. Postal Service sustains a severe burn to their left arm when they accidentally spill acid on it. All right. He's out of work for 30 days. Claim is approved by OWCP. Now, 1 week after he returns to work, suddenly his left arm becomes very painful and symptomatic in the area of the burn. He's out for another week. He's having all these problems with his arm. His arm was covered by a bandage and was not touched by any object that he knows of. What kind of claim would this be? And what form should you use to file it? All right. Hope you've been listening. Since there's no apparent reason for this new condition and symptom in his arm where the burn's at, other than he has a previous injury that caused the burn, this will be classified as a recurrence and a form CA2A would be issued. Okay? Now listen, there's a pet peeve of mine in the misfiling of these consequential injuries. I want to review this with you. I see these filed all the time incorrectly. Let's review. A consequential injury is a new injury, okay, which was caused by the effects of the accepted work injury. A form CA2A should be used for these instances, as I said before. But remember, you got to have the medical report by the OWCP DOL approved provider with an explanation that sufficiently explains that there's no incident or causative factor. Okay, it's just spontaneously occurred. Once you get a doctor to do that and you put that little cheat sheet wording that I taught you, you got it. That's how you file it. All right, let's rehash this one real quickly and wrap it up because I'm going to get my coffee here. My coffee's getting cold. All right, recurrence of the medical condition. All right, a recurrence of the medical condition is the documented need for additional medical treatment after release from treatment for the work-related injury. Okay, you went to treatment, you went back to work, you're no longer in treatment, you're back to work for a while, all of a sudden that same old foot, same old knee, same old shoulder starts to bother you again. You go back, case has been closed, and you want to open it back up. That's a reoccurrence because there's no incident, and that's a recurrence of the medical condition. Now, a recurrence of disability is an inability to work after an employee's return to work for a period of time. But the pain and the symptoms are caused by spontaneous change in the medical symptoms of the condition, which had resulted from a previous injury or illness. It's hurting in the same area without an intervening injury or new exposure to the work environment that caused the illness. That recurrence of disability would be allowable to be paid for under the filing of a CA2A. Okay, that's important to understand the distinction because people do this wrong all the time. All right, so that's it, guys. That does it for this episode of Federal Workers Comp Coffee Break. It's a little shorter today, but it's an important one because it's a very common mistake, and I can't tell you how many times I see people make this mistake. So first and foremost, I want to thank you for joining in and listening. I want to also remind you that if you know of people that would benefit from this program and share this podcast with other people that you think would benefit, I think that's a good idea. And I don't mind you doing it. Also, if you need an approved medical provider for your DOL and OWC or longshore case in Florida, you can find me in Tampa. You can find me in two locations in Tampa and also being Dr. Thomas in Jacksonville. So to make a consult with me, if you're trying to go to, if you want to make a consult with me and discuss your case and you're not in Florida, then you can email me at fedcomconsultants@protonmail.com. If you need a provider or you need a case management issue that you've come up with needs help, you can call me at my clinic at 813-877-6900, and I'll try to assist you. And I want to also remember to warn you. I'm warming up my coffee. I need to warm up this coffee and get going. I just want to remind all of you how much I appreciate all of you and thank all of you who put on that uniform, that badge, deliver that mail, take care of our veterans, that hospital, and make this government run. God knows your job is hard. I know the bureaucracy of government. I'm married to a government worker. I do this for free just for you. We could not do this in our country without all the work that all of you out there do. I know there's not a lot of appreciation that's shown your way. Government gets blamed for everything, sometimes accurately. But I want to give you a big thank you. I do this for you. And remember, if you have an injured federal claim and you need assistance, I'm here to help. All right, guys. See you next time. I'm off to get my coffee warmed up. It's cold here in Florida, believe it or not. Have a good day.